With its primary a full month and a half after the Iowa caucuses, Illinois isn't usually in play for presidential primaries. But the strong storms that swept across much of the state last night couldn't have been a better metaphor. The political winds have shifted. With her hometown ties and support from the Cook County Democratic machine, Clinton was expected to have Illinois locked down. Instead, she just barely took the state where she grew up. And despite negligible support from Republican Party officials here, Donald Trump cruised to victory, followed by conservative Ted Cruz. But other races suggest Illinois voters don't want sweeping change, or at least they don't want the shakeup promised by Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. The most obvious example of that is in the success of Rauner's political nemesis, Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan. Rauner unceasingly faults Madigan for Illinois' financial disarray, yet roughly two-thirds of the voters in Madigan's Chicago district chose him over Ivy League-educated consultant Jason Gonzalez, despite Gonzalez's having the benefit of a newly created political action committee that spent some $400,000 trying to unseat the speaker. That's a mere fraction of what Rauner's camp spent in other failed attempts to win influence in the General Assembly.
We have sent a powerful message that will be heard across Illinois. We need a state that works for everyone, not just a few of great wealth, power, and privilege.
That's Juliana Stratton, the victor of a Democratic primary against State Representative Ken Duncan. Duncan, though a Democrat, sided with Rauner, a Republican, on a few key votes. It earned him the ire of his caucus and a challenge from Stratton. But Rauner and his allies spent $3.4 million in an attempt to send Duncan back to Springfield. Instead, Chicago voters sent Duncan packing. Here's how Stratton framed it in her victory speech.
The residents of our diverse district recognize that they have not been well served for the last 13 years by an AWOL state representative more focused on self-service than public service, who decided to switch parties, in fact, if not name.
Rauner and his friends got a similar return on their investment in a downstate race, this one on the Republican side of the aisle. You may think that as a Republican, Rauner wouldn't be spending money to defeat an incumbent Republican, but a PAC supported by Governor Rauner spent $3 million in an attempt to unseat GOP State Senator Sam McCann. Back in August, McCann defied Rauner to side with unions on a piece of legislation the governor had called the worst bill he'd ever seen. You could say Rauner tried to make an example out of McCann by subjecting him to a public political flogging. It nearly worked, but voters in the sprawling West Central Illinois district didn't buy it and gave McCann a narrow victory.
I really do believe that you should treat people the way you want to be treated. So am I disappointed that they chose to take that tack? I am, but that was their decision. That was their choice. Those are decisions and choices they'll have to live with and reconcile within their consciences. I'm prepared to go to work tomorrow. I'm looking forward to going to work tomorrow for the people of the district.
That's not to say McCann's troubles are over. He's facing an inquiry from state election authorities over campaign expenses and reimbursements. But his success in this race and Duncan's defeat are raising questions about whether Rauner's quest for his pro-business anti-union changes will continue to be Republicans' priority over a budget as Illinois continues in its ninth month without one. Of course, Rauner and Democrats will have the chance to battle it out again in November's general election. The governor's spokesman didn't return a request for comment. Rauner did have a series of smaller victories in the primary. His preferred candidate in a three-way House race in East Central Illinois won over the man backed by former Governor Jim Edgar. And each of the GOP state representatives Rauner's had a hand in appointing to vacated House seats won their primary races. Springfield's Sarah Wojcicki Jimenez beat Trump's top guy in Illinois, and Representative Avery Bourne successfully nudged out an opponent with heavy union backing. Illinois lawmakers have, in recent years, made it easier to vote for any and all of these candidates, and it appears that voters in yesterday's primary took advantage. Officials reported higher-than-expected turnout, so much so that officials in Adams, Kendall, McHenry, and Sangamon counties had to rush to print more ballots and were forced to keep polls open late. Voters in those places were still waiting in line by the time some blowout races were called. like in the race for the U.S. Senate.
I'll be fighting for fiscal sanity and lower taxes and a balanced budget. Especially in Illinois.
That's Republican Senator Mark Kirk, who's expected to have a harder time winning victory in the general election, where he'll face Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth.
We reject the politics of fear and division that have no place in Illinois.
As Republicans and Democrats vie for control of the U.S. Senate, the Kirk-Duckworth matchup is expected to be one of the closest-watched, most expensive races in the nation. I'm Amanda Vinicky.